toughness is his trademark.
He's always been tough. He's never been scared. I mean, he'll put his nose in there. He doesn't care. He's always been that way.
The strength and resilience of Emmanuel Sanders brought him to football's biggest stage in Denver.
Sanders is there, makes the catch, Denver touchdown!
But to figure out where that toughness comes from, you need to travel many miles and a few years back to Belleville, Texas.
How proud are you to be able to say that you are from Belleville? And what does it mean to be from Belleville, Texas?
I mean, growing up in Belleville, you gotta be tough. You know, a lot of people see me now and they think that I was raised in the city, but now I'm a country guy. You know, I grew up around horses. I grew up going to rodeos with my uncles.
Small town, you know, we're kind of 50 miles away from a major city. You can look out and see people riding horses down the side of the street every now and again.
Strong community, a lot of pride in our community with everything, whether it's athletics, academics. It's a big thing to be from little, small-town Belleville.
In a city of around 4,000 people, it was easy for others to know who Emmanuel Sanders was. But when Sanders arrived at Belleville High School, the entire state took notice.
This football field holds special meaning for Emmanuel Sanders. It's where his football career began. It's where he earned his toughness streak. And it's also special to the people of Belleville because this is the pasture of pain.
Emmanuel's head coach that was here, Huey Chancellor, kind of termed that stadium the pasture of pain in the mid to late 90s.
Oh, man, I wreak havoc on that field. I play offense, I play defense, I play special teams, kickoff. And that's how they raise you in Belleville. They don't raise just certain positions. Everybody, it's a small town, it's a small school, so you gotta play both ways.
We have a unique brand of football here that's, kind of heavy run. It's a physical, real physical type football.
He was our flanker, which we ran the wing tee, so he was the wing back, and he'd go out pro as a receiver, but we'd have to make up plays to get the ball in his hands. He was that big of an impact. I mean, he could do it all. And running wise, we'd line him up here or there, and take a play this way, bring him back with a reverse, and he just had to get the ball in his hands. He could make plays.
When I see Pastor Payne, I remember just me and all my bros. We almost took the team to state. And I mean, on defense, we didn't play no games. We were trying to inflict pain on people, and that's what that stadium brings.
Most Friday nights, it felt like that stadium held every single citizen of Belleville. And when the Bramas were on the road, it felt like the whole city came along for the ride.
Belleville is one of those towns that they love football. They love football. If the high school team is playing out of town, more than likely the entire town is gone.
Sanders doesn't play on Fridays anymore, and while the stadiums have gotten bigger, that Belleville following hasn't changed.
We're fortunate enough, a lot of Bronco games are on TV. Everybody knows whether the Broncos won, how many catches Emmanuel usually has, or touchdowns, or whether he got to celebrate in the end zone or whatever. They know how Emmanuel did.
I DVR every game because with coaches' hours, I don't always get to watch it. I'll stay up late and fast forward through the defense and watch some offense. Of course, I have to slow down for Vaughn Miller a little bit. He's pretty good.
Plenty of TV screens in Belleville will once again be tuned into Denver's games this season. Sanders just hopes that the next small-town Broncos star will be watching.
Seeing just Belleville, just seeing how far I've came, it just gives me perspective to just keep on going, you know. Anything is attainable. If there's anybody out there from a small country town that think, or people telling them they can't make it, look, I'm a living testament to say, hey, yes, you can if you put the work in.
In Belleville, Texas, I'm Matt Boyer for Broncos TV.